AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. will soon reopen the embassy in Havana, while Cuba's embassy in Washington is also reopening, a restoration of diplomatic ties between the two nations. President Obama says he also wants Congress to end longtime economic sanctions against Cuba.
Americans and Cubans alike are ready to move forward. I believe it's time for Congress to do the same. And I've called on Congress to take steps to lift the embargo that prevents Americans from traveling or doing business in Cuba.
Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Cuba later this summer to formally open the embassy that has been closed since 1961. A federal law enforcement official says a fire that destroyed a black church in Greeleyville, South Carolina, was not intentionally set and was not arson. While meeting with reporters outside the Mount Zion AME Church this morning, Craig Chilcott, assistant special agent in charge of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, would only say,
"We haven't ruled anything in or anything out at this point."
Some 20 years ago, the church was the target of two Ku Klux Klan arsonists who pleaded guilty after their arrests. A longstanding ban on tourists taking photos inside the White House has been lifted. Visitor Sandy Messer says taking photos adds to the experience.
It's definitely exciting because you get to be able to remember all that you saw and know how many people have walked through here and what history has been created here. It's awesome.
The 40-plus year ban on photos lifted because changes in camera technology make it possible to take high-quality photos using less light. The old-fashioned flash bulbs could damage the pigments used in the artwork that's inside the White House. More than 50 Egyptian troops have been killed in a series of attacks in the Sinai Peninsula. The local affiliate with the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for those assaults. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 75. The Nasdaq has gained 8. The S&P is up 7. This is AP Radio News. Macy's is the latest to cut ties with Donald Trump. Warren Levinson has more.
Macy's has been selling a line of Trump-branded menswear since 2004. It says it was distressed by his remarks about immigrants from Mexico, adding, "We welcome all customers." Since the billionaire TV star's presidential announcement speech, he's been dumped by Spanish-language broadcaster Univision, Aura TV, the Mexican network Televisa, and NBC. Trump is suing Univision over its pullout from the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants, and he says he plans to sue NBC, home of the Apprentice franchise, as well. Meanwhile, the foundation named for pop star Ricky Martin has withdrawn a golf tournament from a Trump-owned course. Warren Levinson, New York.
Nicholas Winton, who almost single-handedly saved more than 650 Jewish children from the Holocaust, has died. He was 106. Winton arranged trains to carry children from Nazi-occupied Prague to Britain, saving them from almost certain death, and then he kept quiet about it for a half century. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.